following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is hour number three on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 19 fabulous radio stations all across the state. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. I began this broadcast with a huge opinion about the state of America when it comes to sports and our divisive daily lives. And I mentioned that the U.S. women's national soccer team, along with other women's soccer teams from around the world, took a knee before they began their Olympic play earlier today, or late last night, depending on your time zone. And then I've read and heard people rooting against Team USA, and I'm like, where's this country at? First, you have the politics being brought to the stage when representing your country. Then you get the people who then root against American teams. And it really defines where America is at right now as a divided country. And all I hope is that there is equal joy and justice for all, and that we get back to celebrating red, white, and blue. We get back to honoring our country. We still are the greatest country in the world. But between everyone divided over COVID, sports, the kneel, the flag, the anthem, adding anthems, it's just flat out crazy right now. I'm just talking about sports. I'm not even getting into the political side of things. So how do we find a way to all get on the same page as much as we can when it comes to our country? We don't have to agree or follow everybody blindly. But how do we just say, man, we want everybody included, fair and equal treatment for all, and we want to cheer on the athletes and teams that represent the United States of America, not the divided states of America. How hard is that? I mentioned the beauty of watching the Bucks win four straight against the Suns. There were no politics. There were no messages. The good thing about the Suns and all their players and Milwaukee and Giannis, who now is the biggest name in basketball in America, if not the world, that there was no taking a side. Unless you were a Milwaukee fan or a Phoenix fan. I know you, the sports fans, you want politics removed from everything in sports. You do. Whether you're left, right, semi-left, semi-right, or somewhere in the middle. And our athletes and our teams that represent our country, if you have issues with this country, why would you want to represent this country? And I've told everybody that the kneel has not brought that change. I know it's brought conversations, many of them going back to when Colin Kaepernick did it. But to me, Let's get those athletes, those superstar names, those teams, and let's go bring change to the cities and the streets of America that are in desperate need right now, that are literally war zones. Let's do that. Let's do that. It doesn't start at an Olympic soccer match. It doesn't happen at an NFL game. It happens with actions. And I'm talking actions plural, not a kneel, not turning your back on the flag, not adding an anthem. It is 2021, and it's time to address the urgent needs in sports and in America. That's it, man. And the day, I'm not there. The day I stop cheering for American athletes and teams to win, then am I an American? Am I? Now, that day will never come in my life. It won't. I love this country. I love our teams. I love our athletes who represent us. And if you root against them, ask yourself just to step back and say, yeah, I get you don't like politics being injected into sports that you once loved. So the athletes and the coaches and the people who preach to us in the sports world, they're at fault as much as those who have turned their back on the American teams or athletes or leagues. I think the NBA, really, this playoff run that was pure basketball was pure joy. You looked at the 65,000 celebrating even before they won the game outside of the Bucks home arena in that Deer District. You look at the way Phoenix handled the loss and Giannis handled the win. There were no politics. It was pure basketball, and it was a great thing to watch. And then you wake up and you get politics injected into Team USA getting steamrolled by Sweden and people happy they lost, or it's karma. And then I'm like, why the knee? Why the knee? Why even go there? Olympics are already dealing with the COVID issues in Tokyo. So unfortunately, the world of politics, when it comes to COVID and sports and national teams and leagues, has been there. And all I want is everybody to get on the same page, put America and Americans first, and bring our country together. And equal justice and treatment for all. That's it. That's my dream. You want to join in? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, joins us. And I have to tell you, this playoff run, and I know the Pistons weren't a part of it, and we'll get to Kate Cunningham in a moment, Keith, but from just a basketball viewpoint, I found it to be one of the most entertaining playoffs I've ever watched.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. I think it was, you know, there was some really compelling basketball. I know that there were, you know, the immediate reaction from a lot of people who spent a lifetime in the NBA when Milwaukee and Phoenix made it was, this is going to be bad for the league because, you know, the NBA finals are driven, ratings, TV ratings are driven largely by having superstars and the kind of the iconic franchises in it. But I think for people that really watched it, it was a good advertisement for what the NBA has become. And there were some, you know, the games were, there were no blowouts in that series. It was pretty terrific competitive basketball. And it ended with, you know, arguably one of the five best individual performances by a player throughout a final series in what Giannis did. So, yeah, I agree. It was a very good and entertaining NBA playoffs, and now on to the draft and summer league for the Pistons.
Speaking of the Pistons, what can the Pistons fans take from watching the Bucks? You look at the last 8 years from when Giannis was drafted by Milwaukee and that journey to becoming a world champion. for the Pistons to get back to being not only a playoff contender, but a contender for the Eastern Conference. What do you take from how Milwaukee built their championship path that the Pistons may be on right now?
Well, I think, you know, what you take of it first of all is, you know, Giannis was drafted 8 years ago and won two MVPs, and this is his first title, so it's hard. You know, they're number two guy, or 2A or 2B with Chris Middleton. He's been there since the Pistons traded him as a throw-in in the Brandon Knight trade that got Brandon Jennings. That was in 2013, so also 8 years. And, you know, and then they were in a position where they had assets. They pushed some future assets to go when they got close to go for it to bring in Jrue Holiday as a third, you know, as a third star. So it's a process. And, you know, I think, look, there's palpable excitement about the Pistons now, as there should be. The Troy Weaver came in a year ago, turned over the roster almost completely, you know, through a lot of wheeling and dealing and maneuvering, had three first-round draft picks, and it looks like those three kids are all going to be important parts of the future. And now they got, you know, they finally got some luck on lottery night to get the number one pick. So it's going to be, you know, I'm sure interest in the Pistons next year is going to be very high compared to recent seasons. And that'll bring in a lot of newcomer fans who might expect instant success based on all the buzz about the Pistons. But it's a process. And, you know, the fact that Chris Paul is, what, 37 and came this close to the NBA Finals despite a, you know, unquestionably Hall of Fame career, and underscores how difficult and arduous the process is. But, you know, there's a huge element of luck involved in putting a team together, but all you can do with what you can control is keep making right moves and believing in it and staying the course, as Milwaukee very much did with the core they had in place, and supplementing it and year by year and waiting for the breakthrough. And this year it came. And sure, it did. You know, as I said, luck is involved. They might not have gotten out of the second round with Brooklyn if Brooklyn hadn't had injuries. But that's the story every year. You can go back and say, if this didn't happen, this team wouldn't have won. But that's pretty much the story of the NBA, and I think what the Pistons can take from that is just keep doing what they're doing, believe in what they're doing, and you know, and believe in it through both the ups and the downs.
Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, Pistons NBA insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Let's move on to Cade Cunningham. He was in Detroit, went to the Tigers game, took some photos with fans on the streets in Detroit, reportedly in town for a workout. Pistons looking long and hard at who they're going to take at number one in next week's NBA draft. Any vibe from Cade's workout with the Pistons brass?
No, you know, I mean, I think the only surprise would have been if it hadn't been, if we ever learned that he hadn't come in to work out for them. There was also a report yesterday that the Pistons have workouts scheduled with both Jalen Green and Jalen Suggs, and hope to get one arranged with Evan Mobley. And that's the consensus top four. And, you know, most observers who do this for a living say any of those four would have been the number one pick in last year's draft. So, you know, I've said since they won the lottery, what, 4 weeks ago last night, they won the lottery. And I said at that point, the single most likely outcome is that they keep the pick and then they wind up taking Cade Cunningham. But if you're Troy Weaver, you're going to, you know, you're going to run the clock out on this and let every possibility play out and use it to the Pistons' advantage. But, you know, I would anticipate that we're a week from now, we'll still be sitting here saying the single most likely outcome is the Pistons keep the pick and wind up drafting Cade Cunningham.
Keith Langlois, Pistons.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Keith, thanks for the update. Can't wait for draft day.
Thanks. Anytime, Bill.
All right, Keith Langlois joining us on this Wednesday broadcast, presented in part by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And they do have archived boys and girls high school sports you can watch. Go to MHSAA.tv. If you missed our conversation with Tigers pitcher Kyle Funkhauser, we will have that huge replay coming up in less than 10 minutes. A wonderful 11-minute conversation with a guy who's battled back through injuries and is having a stellar a surprising stellar 2021 season on the mound for the Tigers. He talks about the culture, A.J. Hinch, Chris Fetter, and where this franchise is right now and his career. We'll have that conversation with Kyle next.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
In the 10.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbook. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. There was such pessimism about the Tigers coming into the season. Fans and media alike were suggesting this would be one of the worst teams in baseball. They expressed concern about the ability to score runs and the ability to limit runs. People underestimated the impact of Akil Baddoo, the professionalism of both Jonathan Scope and Robbie Grossman, and the consistency of Jamer Candelario. This team has been able to overcome the injuries to Boyd, Turnbull, Tehran, and Urania, four starters, and their closer Michael Fulmer. Think about that for a moment. The young starters have progressed, while Willie Peralta has shocked us, and the bullpen has had reliable performers in Kyle Funkhauser, Jose Cisnero, and Gregory Soto. The other key component, and perhaps the most important, is the impact of manager A.J. Hinch, who's done the best at his job in all of baseball so far.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's R-U-U-D.com. You can rely on Rood.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Now, make sure you download it today and always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups. And we know the best athletes in America are in Tokyo right now getting ready to compete for the gold. And this week, DraftKings has given you 100-1 odds on the U.S. just medaling once. That's it. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year in Tokyo. That's 100-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins just one medal. That's code HUGE for a limited time only and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Joining me here on the Huge Show across Michigan, he's a pitcher in the major leagues for your Detroit Tigers. Kyle Funkhauser is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, Kyle, your baseball career at the age of 27, a lot of ups and downs, fighting through injuries. And here you are now in 2021, late July. Tigers 5-0 since the All-Star break, playing great baseball under A.J. Hinch and Chris Fetter and his staff. What has this journey been like for you inside the Tigers organization?
Like you said, it's been a long one. You know, in the game of baseball, there's a lot of ups and downs, just strictly based on performance. You know, but it's being injured and kind of battling through injuries is a different animal in itself. So, kind of battling through those while also, you know, trying to perform
it's tough, and it could be a little hard on you, but you know, just glad I had a good rehab team and a good coaching staff, and everybody got me right and put me in a good position to succeed.
Kyle, where is the difference? And it's not a negative on any previous pitching coaches at any level you've worked with or managers, but the difference A.J. Hinch and his staff have made on you and this team.
Yeah, I mean, I love the previous staff, but just I think a little bit of a younger staff, able to relate a little bit more to the younger player and kind of the new era of the game. You know, analytics and spin rate and you know, all those numbers that they talk about. Just obviously, you know, Federer going through Michigan and them dealing with those, you know, numbers and young guys and stuff there, and being able to really communicate and relate, you know, to the player on the field and off the field as well. So I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously, really, really great coaches, really smart guys, but just being able to relate, you know, to the younger player and to kind of the new generation of the game kind of moving forward. I think those are the biggest things.
Kyle Funkhauser from the Tigers joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. A little over 5 years ago, made his major league debut. That would be on June 27th, 2016. And, man, fighting through injuries, the pandemic, the team, not a lot of expectations coming out of spring training, an ugly April. But since May, this team has come together to play like a playoff contender.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the roster looks a little different now than it did in April as well. But, yeah, just getting comfortable with kind of the new staff, the new regime, and really, you know, buying in. Not saying that guys didn't buy in, but really, really buying in and really understanding, you know, what this coaching staff wants to do on a daily basis and moving forward and, you know, the culture of the team, winning, you know, working hard, doing the extra work, going the extra mile. Yeah, it's just, it's all kind of clicking right now. I don't want to say come full circle, but it's all, you know, took a little bit of time, like I said, to get to know everybody, get to know the player, kind of feeling out what works for the coaches, what works for the players. And yeah, I think, you know, after, you know, 60, 70, 80 games, it's just starting to really settle in and guys are starting to play well and get confidence. And, you know, like you said, we're just, you know, playing good baseball.
That culture comes through when watching on Bally Sports Detroit, looking at your team, the dugout on the field, off the field, the images we get as the media and fans. Describe what that new culture is like inside that Tigers clubhouse on that bench.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we have quite a few young guys, you know, sprinkled in with a couple veterans that, again, just everyone wants to be here. Everyone cares. Everyone's, you know, going the extra mile. And, again, you know, early in the year, just guys getting to know your teammates. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But guys, like I said, are really, really buying in, really getting to know everybody. And, you know, we have just a bunch of great guys who, you know, want to win every day. And to go along with that culture, I mean, that's big. I mean, you know, everyone wants to win, but like, how bad do you really want to win? You know, and I think that's between the player and the new culture and the coaching staff. I think it's like, again, I think everything's kind of clicking right now, and we got, you know, 26 guys here that, you know, are bought in and want to win and are going to give it their all every time.
For you personally, last seven games, 2-0, a 0.00 ERA appearing in those seven games. You're looking at 10 2/3. Innings pitched, 12 strikeouts total in the last seven games. Well, where did things change for you, Kyle? Because your bounce back from injury is documented, but this year, why are you in such a good groove?
Yeah, I mean, just got a little taste of the big leagues last year, kind of figured out what you need to do on a pretty regular basis. You know, I got optioned pretty early out of spring training and, you know, just kind of lit a fire underneath me a little bit. Was pretty disappointed in myself and in the decision in general. So I just, you know, put my head down and started working, you know, again, doing doing the extra thing, doing the extra two things, you know, really just getting into my routine, trying to create a winning routine every day and just try to really, you know, kind of take it and run with it. And then I was feeling really good in the alternate site in spring, in April, in Toledo, and just kind of waiting for an opportunity. Was on the taxi squad for a couple of trips and then, you know, got my opportunity and just wanted to take full advantage of it and, you know, just attack hitters and throw a lot of strikes and put pressure on the other team's offense. And, you know, it's just, you know, kind of clicking, just feeling really good, feeling really confident in myself. And the coaching staff, obviously, confident in me, which, you know, helps me out even more, you know, makes me more confident in myself and the team. And, again, with a great group of guys behind me playing defense and, you know, just attacking the strike zone. Really, it's throwing more strikes than I was last year is kind of the easy answer. But, you know, all the routine and everything going into it as well.
Is Chris Fetter the new pitching coach, and you mentioned his University of Michigan connections. Is that his theme, attack the plate, attack hitters?
I mean, that's really kind of the name of the game. And just last year was maybe just trying to pitch around contact a little more instead of trying to, you know, don't let this guy hit it or don't throw it here. You know, just kind of changing mindset, you know, attack this guy, make this guy hit it, you know, make this guy get a base hit, get in a good count, 0-2, 1-2, make a pitch and put the pressure on him instead of being 2-1, 3-1 as a pitcher. And putting the pressure on yourself, then, hey, I got to throw a strike here. You try to be too fine. You try to, you know, hit the corner and you walk them, or, hey, I got to go right over the plate. You know, there's guys on base. It's 3-1. I got to go right over the plate. And then, you know, just kind of teeing it up for, you know, for the other guy. So, yeah, I mean, attacking's the name of the game. But, yeah, just I think Fetch made good adjustments with a lot of pitchers, myself included. I mean, just little things, you know, tweaks, mindset, kind of reminders for mechanical adjustments. Like I said, he could just relate. He can relate to pitchers and really well.
Kyle Funkhauser of the Tigers. He was a fourth-round draft pick out of Louisville, born and raised in Palos Heights, Illinois, and just having an amazing 2021, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Before I let you go, Kyle, what was it like with that 31,000-plus Saturday night, man? A lot of people in the state of Michigan, the Tigers Nation, they waited a long time, and I think even players like yourself and the team, to hear that roar again in Detroit.
Yeah, it was incredible. I actually just got the chills right now just thinking about it. I mean, you know, obviously they, you know, did the really nice ceremony for some of the former players pregame and Leland and Phil Koch and, you know, some of those guys were here. And it was great to recognize them. But, yeah, I mean, it's great that the kind of the new era, you know, us young guys or whatever are starting to really kind of get our footing, you know, in the league, play some good baseball. Obviously, we really appreciate the fans. We're glad to have them back this year. Playing with no fans last year was miserable at times. But it was an incredible night. And hopefully, you know, we keep playing some good baseball and more fans are going to come. Obviously, we're giving it our all and, you know, we're trying our best. And, you know, like I said, things are kind of clicking. So, like I said, we appreciate them and we want to put on a good show for them and play good baseball. And, again, hopefully draw more people out.
Yeah, Phil Koch is still up in that same suite saying, yeah, he's been there for like 4 days since Saturday night.
Yeah, we won't let him leave. I mean, we keep winning right here. We're not going to let him leave.
Man, that dude, I know there's no more Red Bull left anywhere at Comerica Park right now. I guarantee there is. No more Red Bull left. Kyle, congrats on the comeback, the bounce back. Tigers have been entertaining to watch since early May, and really, for the first time in 4, maybe 5 years, must-see TV again. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy. My best to you and your family.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kyle Funkhauser. Interesting conversation joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network.
Every everything huge 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using my code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you're an automatic winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need. Great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own Purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
NHL expansion draft. Getting ready to stock the roster of the new entry from Seattle into the league. Wings over the weekend had to turn in their protected list, which included Tyler Bertuzzi, Rob Fabry, Dylan Larkin, Michael Rasmussen, Giovanni Smith, Jacob Verana, also Hironic, Letty, Lindstrom, and that would be Gustav Lindstrom and Grice. So a lot of unprotected wings available for the draft. Paul Woods from the Wings Radio Network is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Paul.
Hey, Huge. How you doing?
Good. What was the first thing when you saw the Wings protected list over the weekend versus who's left available for Seattle in the expansion draft? What were some of the surprises to you?
Well, Giovanni Smith, I mean, that's good for Detroit. I mean, that's the thing. You know, he's had some time the last couple of years up, and he's a big, tough kid, and he can be a force. So they decide to protect him, and that's a good. And then Gustav Lidstrom on the blue line, I wasn't sure about him. I sort of thought maybe Stetcher would be protected, but it's Stetcher and DeKaiser back in the blue line, unprotected. But they've got a pretty good group, and it's going to give Seattle a chance to pick some good players, just like the Vegas Golden Knights. They're going to have a good team when they get done making their selections on Wednesday.
So if you're Stevie Y in the Wings front office, based on this protected, unprotected, what they've done getting Letty, which I think was a huge pickup, are the pieces starting to come together on where Yzerman wants to take the Wings?
You know, Hugh, it doesn't take a whole lot, like, one way or another. Like, just give you, like, the Montreal Canadiens had the 18th best record in the NHL. They went in the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, every time we play Montreal, we beat them. Like, there's a fine, fine line of winning and losing. But, yeah, our group's, it's coming together. And, you know, Verano, the kid they got from the Capitals in the Mantha deal, like, if him and Larkin and Zadina on the top line and Fabry and Bertuzzi back that health, Michael Rasmussen is really key to me. He really made great strides, I thought, last year. Big, strong center iceman. He can be an opposing figure. If he can be the second center iceman, and Joe Valeno was really good when he came up those last five games. If he can be in the third spot with Nemestikov, I'm predicting he doesn't get picked by Seattle. I think they'll go with Stetcher. Stetcher played in Vancouver. Then you got Ernie, who had a breakout season. If that's the third line, you end up with Glendening, Giovanni Smith, and then maybe it's Lucas Raymond. That's a kid they drafted from Sweden a couple years ago. He played in the Sweden Professional League last year, so he's playing against men. He understands like the strength. And then you got Franz Nielsen as an extra. So they've got a good group. And Letty's good pickup. He can really skate, move the puck up. He's an experienced guy, and he really, I think, learned a lot defensively playing for the Islanders. DeKaiser, if he doesn't get picked, if they go with Stetcher, you got him and Aronik, and then Letty, and then maybe Moritz Seider's with Letty. And then you got Lidstrom, and then they got to maybe sign a couple of defensemen. That's where the free agency comes in. And Hughes is over 100 free agents right now in the National Hockey League. These are NHL players that are looking for a new place to play. So there's going to be lots of movement once free agency starts as well.
Paul Woods from the Wings Radio Network joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Hughes Show across Michigan. So is it a goaltender? The first signee in free agency, what would you list in terms of position needs in order for the Wings this summer?
Well, in order, I'd go. I just got a couple of guys. I really like this Zach Hyman that plays for Toronto, and he's one of the most important players on their team. And they have salary cap issues that most of the teams do, but the Wings don't. They've got so much salary cap space available. He played with Dylan Larkin in junior in college hockey, University of Michigan. So I think that would really be a great fit. And if you could have the top line of Hyman, Verana, and Dylan Larkin, and then again, Zadina, he moves it down. So all of a sudden that makes like the second or third line even better. And not so much like he'll be sort of high priced. He'll be probably $5 to $6 million a year. But if not, the kid that was in San Jose just won the Stanley Cup, Barkley Goodrow, he was actually at Red Wings at training camp a long, long time ago. Didn't make the team, but he's a big, strong, young power forward. And if you could sign a guy like that and put him on the third line, Nemestikov and Valeno, that would be a great group. So those two up front. And then Mrazek and goal, I don't know. You know, if Bernie doesn't want to come back, I think Bernie and Grice were a really good tandem. But if he doesn't come back and go somewhere else, Peter's on the market. You know, we know what he can do, and he might be a good fit with Grice. And then we could get some veteran defensemen to fill in. Like, we've got five right now. But then the guys that played last year that left, like Mark Stahl, Patrick Nemeth and John Merrill, just outstanding. I mean, low-maintenance guys, not a big price tag, and just play their hearts out every... You know, two of them did. Nemeth went to Colorado, so they thought highly of him. And Merrill went to Montreal for the playoffs, and he got to the Stanley Cup Finals. But those guys are professionals. But we've got a lot of salary cap space, and we can really definitely make some moves and add some guys and, again, battle for a playoff spot. We missed now for five consecutive years, and you know, it'd be great if we could start qualifying for the playoffs again.
You think the Wings are a playoff team next spring?
You know, Hugh, I'm seeing it on paper today, no, but again, like I say, with like my example of Montreal, they're 18th in the standings, 16 teams make the playoffs. So they weren't a playoff team when it comes to points, but they found a way, and every team has got that ability. But again, I think just a couple some additions up front. I guess we need a goaltender. Bernie doesn't come back, but maybe he will. And then back on the blue line. But again, I'm not in favor of these, and not that my opinion matters, but I'm just saying, like, big-name, high-priced free agent guys, like, that's not it. I don't know if that's the right fit. But in my mind, there's so many guys out there, but just hard-working guys that are great teammates, really love, you know, they give everything they got, low-maintenance guys. Like, a couple of those guys, next thing you know, like, we're right there, and it doesn't take a whole lot to get over the hump and back into the playoffs.
All you have to do is look at Tampa back-to-back cups and see the blueprint in terms of what Steve Yzerman did in building them into a two-time world champion. Paul Woods from the Wings Radio Network. Draft coming up this weekend. Paul, I always appreciate your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Always a pleasure. Huge. Take care now.
Yeah. Paul Woods joining us from his cabin in Canada. Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. Superfly Hayes, he is our executive producer. You can interact 24/7 at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word Huge to 21,000. A lot of conversation in terms of my huge opinion when it comes to injecting politics while you're representing the United States of America in sports, whether it's kneeling before a game. I think the fans, it has divided the sports world, the political world. And to me, it's not a kneel. It's not hammering the anthem, adding an anthem. It's going to the source of the problem in this country and making change. Look at our cities right now. Some of them are war zones. I'm all about equality, justice for all. But enough of kneeling. Enough of representing this country and injecting politics. And if you want to get together with the U.S. women's national team or any basketball team or football, baseball, hockey, soccer, and go make change in your local communities and have conversations with people who can bring change, then do it. Because you can't do it in politics with how divided we are. We're divided over this issue with the flag or the kneeling. We have been since Kaepernick started. So if you're divided and you can't get something done, how do you get it done? By going right to the source or the site that needs change, that needs that conversation. And it's not every single city or every single neighborhood or every single home in America. It's not. And people coming on my Twitter feed saying, well, you don't know your history. Yeah, I know about Jesse Owens in Berlin. See, it's interesting that a gentleman from Adrian listening on 96.5 The Cave pointed out, well, they injected politics in 1968 on the podium. Oh, my God, look where America was when it comes to race and social issues in the 60s. Are you kidding me? And they did it on the podium after the Olympics. And this gentleman pointed out, well, look what the IOC president said. What does that have to do with my opinion where we're at in 2021? Well, what does that have to do with what I'm saying? My Lord. I just don't. This is happening in sports. See, what happens is that, like that gentleman in Adrian, he won't hear me say what Jesse Owens did was one of the greatest things ever on this planet in 1936 through sports in the Olympics in Berlin. But he'll try and flip my words and say that I supported condemning what happened in 68. See, I love how a lot of you work on Twitter, where you hear what you want to hear, you spin it the way you want it, and then you try and flip it on people. No, I will deliver my opinion, and it stands. I want America to come together. I want equality and inclusion for all. I want common sense to be the driving force in sports and in my daily life. And common sense used by the politicians we have voted in to represent us. That's all I want. I want equality. And when I mentioned that the NBA finals, which the NBA predominantly black, were so pure, free of politics, I want to see that in all sports. 24/7, all of our podcasts, all of our interviews, everything you need when it comes to the show is free at thehugeshow.net.